This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And by the way, the home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And baseball spring training is on. They're everywhere. I mean, the folks are everywhere. And we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, Parler. We're on there at the Captain's America. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go there, check it out. And you can hear the if you can't hear the program anywhere else, you can hear it by going to the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com, and it's right now, right there, live, coming off the satellite right there. Okay. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Morning.
Now, I want to bring up something here because we haven't said a lot about Afghanistan, and we haven't said a lot about what's going on over there. There is a surge. I think that's the understatement of the year. The Taliban is at it, trying to get us to get out of Dodge any way we can. Obviously, there seems to be a consensus that we're going to be there longer than we are. But just listen to this little short clip here that's 28 seconds about the surge over there and what's going on.
Pakistani authorities have been trying to strengthen Muslim faith amongst the population to bring the country closer together, but it's doing just the opposite, creating intolerance and opening up space for a creeping resurgence in militancy. This has also led to increasing attacks on Christians in a country already infamous for its persecution of believers. In the past week alone, four vocational school instructors who advocated for women's rights were murdered. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now, nobody talks about the Christians that are being murdered and all this stuff, not there, not Iraq, not wherever, not even in Africa, we don't hear it that much. I wonder why.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
Well, it's not popular. And I would say that it's probably coming under Afghanistan's coming more and more under Chinese influence, and China has the Chinese Communist Party has no tolerance for Christians either. So I don't think I'm conflating it but by saying it, but I believe that a lot of the militancy and the chaos in Afghanistan is coming from China.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with it because, after all, who's in there mining and getting the lithium out of there? It's China.
Well, the big question is really going to become, what are we doing in these Taliban talks?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that you can legitimately have any kind of peace talks with this organization. None, zero. And to even try, I think, is a waste of time. It's a waste of sources, energy.
I agree.
I have real problems with this whole Taliban thing, personally.
Well, here's the thing. Correct me if I'm wrong. Don't they have something called the taqiya, where they can say whatever they want to get whatever their goals are, and they don't care if they lie to your eyeballs? Isn't there something like that they can do?
Well, I mean, yeah, but they have a bigger goal. They have a bigger mission. They have a bigger agenda. And, you know, they want to run the country. So we have a situation then, and that becomes, does the United States stand for human rights?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we think we do.
Mm-hmm.
And good if we do. So if that's the case, then I would say we have to have some kind of a footprint there. Or we have, I mean, because we go after, I shouldn't say necessarily a footprint, but we go after in a very big way the nations that are in violation of human rights.
Mm-hmm.
Like we are somewhat with China and the Uyghurs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Nigeria and the Somalias, I mean, all these places. And Afghanistan cannot be an exception in all of this. So what are we supposed to do with that? If we don't stand up for any kind of human rights, then who does? It's very complicated. We're not at war, really. The United States is not at war, really, anymore in Afghanistan. We're just kind of there as advisors and trainers.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're going to have people in the military, what difference does it make if they're in Afghanistan or if they're in Fort Hood?
Yeah. Yeah.
Personally. Now, I could be wrong, and I'm all ready to hear, you know, anybody's opposing view on that.
Well, Jeff says that the people that are actually getting the lithium in Afghanistan are all the child laborers that have got in there digging for the lithium.
Sure, of course.
Mm-hmm. All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought, folks, when we come back. The asylum seekers are up by 50%, it looks like, right now from where they were starting out in January, and the numbers are going to continue to go out of sight. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the tax penalty that's in this stimulus plan that you may or may not have heard about. And a lot more. Don't go anywhere. And if you want to call, the number is 877-969-8600. I'll be right back.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And I want to remind everybody, coming up this weekend, Saturday, I'd like to invite you to join me to the unveiling of the Harley-Davidson Memorial at Burt's Barracuda at 10525 49th Street North in Clearwater from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, what this is Harley-Davidson played a very important role with motorcycles, using them for our scout vehicles, for our military scouts that were out there in all different branches of the service, not only in World War One, but World War Two, also in Korea and Vietnam. And they have a replica of one of these military motorcycles, which is actually been enshrined now and will be unveiled right there at Burt's, right where the water tower is, right up front. And it's going to be something for everybody to remember when you come by, the people that served on those motorcycles. Now, you can enjoy live entertainment from the Bearded Brothers Band. They've got food from the Veterans Food Truck. Bring your appetite. This is also a family-friendly event. The event will be going on from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Be there early because the Color Guard will be there to present the colors. The National Anthem will be played. And we'll also have some surprises there along the way, and I'll have my little tent there with some different things I'll be handing out. Now, Burt's is located just across the street from Quaker Steak and Lube on 49th Street, just north of US 19. And for more info, you can go to the website, BurtsBarracuda.com. That's B-E-R-T, BurtsBarracuda.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, I think this is Eric, and hopefully he's not going to be too long-winded because we need to get into talking about immigration here. But, Eric, what's on your mind? You got a question or comment?
I got a comment, sir. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning, ma'am. You guys were you and Miss Denise were just addressing issues regarding what's going on downrange and in general regarding Christian persecution, the Taliban, you know, yada yada.
Yep.
And I'll be as quick as I can here. You know, I'll be quick. Here's the thing: I don't think we're going to be able to quote unquote vote our way out of this mess, this fiasco that we're in, when the State Department is flying LGBT flags in solidarity below the United States of America flag, the flag of the United States. We're not going to vote our way out of this when the Taliban's running amok, and we've been over there. This is coming up. We're going to be over there in October, beginning our 21st year. Okay, downrange. We're not going to vote our way out of this. We're not going to vote our way out of this when there's Christians getting basically slaughtered by every stretch of the imagination in the Sudan, Eritrea, and in Ethiopia region of Axum region of Ethiopia, when the EU and the United Nations are doing nothing about that going on. There's been thousands cold-blooded murder over there, buried alive type stuff, hands behind their backs, executed. We're not going to vote our way out of this. We're not going to vote our way out of this when the Palestinian Authority years ago was teaching their children to go blow up or sing songs about blowing up Jewish children. Okay, we're not going to vote our way out of this. We're not going to vote our way out of this when there's American children being taught the gay BCs and that Christians are bad and family is bad because they're being judgmental. Okay, and that's my opinion. I think we need to go over there and mow the grass or get out of there. If the grass starts to grow green, go mow the grass and then come home. We need to start taking care of the people in the mirror, the people to the left of us, and the people to the right of us. Because if not, we're going to get eaten alive as what's going on right now.
Right.
I think for the time, that's my opinion. Semper Fi.
All right, Semper Fi, and I appreciate it, and I don't disagree with them because you're either in it to win it, but you're not just there to be there.
Well, you know, we lost a lot of time because, you know, the politicians got involved in the rules of engagement.
Right.
Okay? And, you know, this was beginning to happen at the end of the Bush administration. So they changed up everything. And then, you know, the coalition nations, they weren't sending any fighters over there. They were sending Walmart greeters and they were sending lawyers. Because then we're going to have to go to drones. Well, every drone operator had a lawyer sitting next to them. So that's the reason. I mean, we have to look at the real reasons why we have been in Afghanistan and Iraq for so long. Because simply the rules of engagement were changing by the hour.
Right.
And, you know, when you look at, you know, how many French fighters were on the ground? How many German fighters were on the ground? Anywhere. Anybody? Anybody? You know, did anybody in Latin America send any ground fighters? No.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not all, it all became political instead of a mission to complete.
Okay, hang on a second there. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. This is Kathy in San Antonio.
Hi there. Kathy. How's everything in San Antonio?
Oh, I wanted to talk about the border thing.
Yeah, okay, because we're going to get into that, and that's a great, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, about 2 weeks ago, right before the snowstorm, the sheriff got a call from a reefer truck, and he went there, and there was 150 illegals in that truck.
Mm-hmm.
They had cell phones. One of them had made a call.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to die in there.
Mm-hmm.
50 of them.
Oh, you still there?
Yeah.
We lost
I'm
you.
Here.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the cell phones. And we're being dumped with this, the food shortage. You can't keep groceries on the shelves. We're having to order through Amazon just to get, you know, supplies. And after the virus and then the snowstorm, and now the illegals are being dumped on us, we feel like we're really being punished here, Captain.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't disagree with you. Okay, well, stay low over there, and you know, we'll be praying for you, okay?
Well, I'm in touch every night. I've been here since the 17th of February when I talked to you for the first time.
All right, well, thank you very much. Now, Denise, again, I can't disagree with anything she said, and there is a shortage, and what's going on is there's also a fuel shortage up along I-40 because of these back-to-back-to-back storms. They couldn't get the trucks there with the fuel. The refinery shut down for a while, so they lost that production, and that's indeed what's going on there.
Look, I mean, I asked somebody just yesterday, has Joe Biden ever been to the border?
No.
Now, it may sound like a rhetorical question, but the truth of the matter is, I don't think that he has.
No.
Okay. The next thing is, has anybody else in his administration, his chief of staff, Susan Rice, John Kerry, have they ever been to the border? I don't think so.
Not to my knowledge.
Have they been on a phone call with anybody inside of El Salvador or Guatemala or, Honduras?
Mm-hmm.
No. Have any of them looked at the agreements that Trump had with any of those countries about, keeping, people there until they went through the asylum process? No. I mean, look, we're just being played here 6 ways from Sunday. And now you've got the Department of Homeland Security Secretary that was asked yesterday in a White House briefing, is there a crisis at the border?
Mm-hmm.
And his answer was no.
Yeah.
We have a situation that he says we have the resources to manage. They're not managing anything.
No. No. By the way, we have one more call. Let's try to get them in. Okay, is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning.
What's your question, my friend?
Yeah, well, the last caller, in fact, that was Clintus Clower in prison. And a caller before her is a foreign occupier leading from behind. But now what I wanted to say, I was looking at Maria Bartiromo this weekend. She had Peter Navarro on there, and he was saying that he sees 3 indictments coming out of the full term in Russian investigation.
Yeah.
And that there are a lot of people there who see it coming, and they're starting
okay,
to
you're going to run out of time, okay. So make it quick.
I wanted Denise's opinion on that.
All right, thank you. Okay, go ahead, Denise, because we're going to run out of time.
I didn't hear the last part. I want my opinion on what, please?
The border and Peter Navarro was talking about all these people coming in here. We had no place to put them, couldn't take care of them.
We're going to end up. They're going to be released into, the public streets.
Right.
And we're going to end up with crime all over the place.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you that we need to be challenging these politicians on sovereign immunity. You can't sue them.
Yep.
Well, if they're so confident in these policies, trade and otherwise, then lift sovereign immunity.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. You're right. They cannot be held responsible for the things they do. They are exempt, and they know it. They know it.
Sure they do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And a lot of people are going, what'd they say? I said, yeah, you heard her say it. Okay, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and I will talk to you tonight, same time, same bat channel. Folks, check out the articles that you're going to see from Denise Simon. Go over to founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com. And check out the articles that she writes. It's well worth the investment. Doesn't cost you a cent. And I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming back with the Military and Veterans News Report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A number of states have begun easing their COVID restrictions as new cases and hospitalizations have been falling for several weeks, and a third vaccine begins to be distributed. But health experts say that now is not the time to take our foot off the gas. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Monday that continuing mitigation efforts could prevent a fourth surge of coronavirus infections.
We have the ability to stop a potential fourth surge of cases in this country. Please stay strong in your conviction. Continue wearing your well-fitted mask and taking the other public health prevention actions that we know work. Ultimately, vaccination is what will bring us out of this pandemic. To get there, we need to vaccinate many more people.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for this military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, find them online at NAA.edu. I'll tell you where their campuses are after they get a chance to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, like I always tell the listeners, if you want to find out about the National Aviation Academy and you are seriously considering either a career change or becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech, which, by the way, would give you a job anywhere in the world, anywhere in the world, you can get a job as an aviation maintenance tech once you get certified. Okay, the way you do that is you take the tour. You take the tour at one of the two campuses that they have for the National Aviation Academy. You either go to Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, or you come down here to Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. But ask to take the tour. You do that by calling them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of either the Concord Mass campus or the Clearwater, Florida campus. You'll be glad you did. You'll find out firsthand exactly what they're all about, and you will be impressed. Now, the Pentagon has released documents meant to serve as training materials for the recent department-wide stand-down order to address extremism. Now, I haven't seen the papers yet, but I've got a copy of them coming to me, so when I see them, I'll make a comment about them. But this whole thing is kind of going off the deep end, if you know what I mean. And by the way, since September, when the U.S. Air Force disclosed that it had flown a full-scale demonstrator of its future fighter, the defense community has been hungry for more details about the Next Generation Air Dominance Program. And Air Force leaders have been holding back the details. Well, maybe or maybe not. You'll be hearing about it sooner rather than later, because China is about to unveil their next generation fighter. And the word on the street is it looks an awful lot like what we've got. And why doesn't that surprise me? Now, fewer than 7 months have passed since the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower returned to sea with the port calls due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But the crew and its strike group are getting ready to head out again imminently, as we're keeping the carriers busy right now, out and about, doing what they do. And there you go. Now, the Biden administration is taking heat right now from fellow Democrats as lawmakers pressure the White House to provide a legal justification for an airstrike against Iranian-backed militia groups in Syria. And one of the people that's the loudest about this is AOC and her little cronies wanting to know, well, how can you do this? You didn't get permission from the Congress. Well, here we go again. We'll see what happens. And, of course, the airstrike, first one under Biden in Syria, killed a bunch of Iranian-backed militiamen. And the militia made a statement that they reserve the right to retaliate against the U.S. Well, of course they do. And they're going to turn around and do something, and we're going to do something back, and that's the way it's going to be. You watch and see. We're not leaving Afghanistan. We're not leaving Iraq. We're not leaving anywhere where we're at right now, including Germany. Everybody's staying put. That's what's going to happen under the world known as the Biden administration. Now, in the meantime, because of what happened in Syria, the Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve has raised the threat level for U.S. service members in Iraq. While U.S. contractors at Balad Air Base were put on high alert, fearing a response to the U.S. airstrikes in Syria, now that's because that's closer to where they can be fired at from inside Syria. Now, increasing the number of MQ-9 Reaper drones based in Europe earlier this year gives the U.S. more leverage on the contingent around the continent and allows it to observe the Russian military activity in the Black Sea. That's where we're at right now in Europe. And a Standoff weapons complex will be built at the U.S. Joint Region Manassas Anderson Base on Guam under a new $42 million contract announced by the Defense Department yesterday. Also, U.S. military commands in Japan reported 4 new coronavirus cases as the city capital, their numbers fell to 300. Things are getting better over there, too. Numbers are dropping. The coronavirus cases are dropping all around. Things are getting better. By the way, the Joint Chiefs Vice Chair, General Hyten, U.S. Air Force, said a new strategic defense review should take account of communications and
censors. We'll see how that all works out. And should President Biden withdraw the troops from Afghanistan? The New York Times is asking that question, and they wrote an article. Here's the way it starts out. President Biden should reject these calls and continue with the promised withdrawal in May. Completely withdrawing our troops is sound policy, as American security interests do not require the continued presence of our troops in Afghanistan. Keeping our troops in Afghanistan beyond the promised deadline is pushing them back into Taliban's crosshairs and indefinitely continuing an expensive and unwinnable war, which has already cost more than $2 trillion and more than 2,400 American lives. Now, here's what you're not hearing about. We have 17,000 civilian contractors in Afghanistan, and they're not all plumbers and electricians. A lot of them are there guarding installations and buildings for the businesses that are there, for the government that's there. And I guess you could call it the private army of the elite in Afghanistan. I guess you could refer to it that way. But they're there, and they're doing what they're doing. So while we are pulling troops out, we still have the private security there. And they're not going anywhere. By the way, coming up with Chris Markowski in just about 5 minutes, we're going to be talking about the post-pandemic boom that's decided not to wait for the country to actually become post-pandemic. The boom has already won, or already begun. It's already begun. Is there going to be a State of the Union address? It's not been announced yet, Christine. But you would think there would be. By the way, Christine, Alabama is going to have the stadiums full in the fall for the football games. That was announced last night. Alabama's planning on having full stadiums, their stadium full, rather, when they start playing football in the fall. And that's a big deal. I think they seat 100,000 people there. But they dropped the mask restrictions over there. And all that stuff, things are getting better. So, going to be going back playing football, Alabama style. We'll see how that all works out. And good morning, everybody in the chat room. Got a bunch of people in there opining. Amanda, Sam the Paper Man, Bill Cispio, Lynn up in Cape Cod, Bill Bunkley, Chris Markowski, who's coming up next. Tammy! Hey, Tammy, how you doing? Patrick Berge, the 40-year-old private, saw him yesterday. And Sony up in Wisconsin are all in the chat room right now. All right, coming back with the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our buddy Donna Fiducia up there at Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning. A big hooah out there to her. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, I do take Relief Factor, have been for about 5 years, and the thing about it is if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches or pains, here's something here that you can take that will help you, because it's going to go right straight to the source of the pain, right straight to the source of the inflammation, and the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it will take care of your problem. It does for me. It will for you. Now, it's 100% drug-free, and it only costs $19.95 to get started with a three-week quick start. Gets it all going. All you got to do is go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out. There's a little video there if you want to watch it and see what it's all about and what it does. $19.95, three-week quick start at relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're hearing from a lot of people out there, much smarter than I, don't know about you, but much smarter than I, that are saying that we don't need this stimulus because the economy is a whole lot better than what we're being told.
Well, I agree. You don't need a stimulus package to go out there and open up businesses and try to jumpstart the economy. I mean, I think that some money would be warranted to help in regards to entrepreneurs and people who've had to shut down, people who have a little bit difficult access to capital, may have held on too long. I understand that. But most of this COVID bill has nothing to do with COVID, has nothing to do with reopening the economy. It's just a liberal wish list of handouts and giveaways. And it's unfortunate. It really is. Because, again, we could be we'd like to get help where help is needed. I'm all for helping people out there in dire situations. And, again, the government shut down a lot of businesses that shouldn't have been shut down. So, yeah, help them out. But this is, $1.9 trillion, patently absurd.
Well, I don't know if you heard it or not, but Alabama yesterday made a decision. University of Alabama says that they're going to be opening up the football stadiums in the fall football season at full capacity to go watch Alabama. And by the way, they dropped their mask restrictions.
Again, you have to be heading in that direction. The numbers keep coming down. And it's more than one reason. I mean, vaccines is one part of it. They also, everybody is aware, they changed the test, the PCR test, and how sensitive it was back at around mid-January. And it didn't get much news, but it's the case where a lot of the asymptomatic people that were testing positive before, that weren't really sick, were getting put on the list. It was making the numbers look a lot worse than they actually were. So that's obviously helped in regards to the numbers as well. Not to mention the fact that, that herd immunity concept where people have gotten it, has helped out. I mean, make no bones about it. I mean, I've said it before. It's not like it's a fake disease. The disease is real. It's a terrible virus. And people who are at risk really need to take precautions. We knew this a year ago. It didn't take long for us to figure it out. The draconian measures that were put in place to deal with this, quite frankly, as based upon what happened in various different states that had severe lockdowns compared to ones like Florida that did not, shows you that it was just that. It was stupid.
Now, construction spending is still booming. Single-family homes are up 24.2%. Everywhere I look, and by the way, I took a drive yesterday, went up to Newport Richey and went across State Route 54. Have you ever been that way?
My grandparents used to live up there.
There is so much construction going on that road west of Veterans Expressway all the way to Newport Richey and US 19. I mean, it's like they're putting structures up, buildings, homes, businesses, apartments, condos, all through there.
It's interesting. How far is that from Tampa right now?
About 30 miles.
About 30. I hope it's not too bad, but it depends on the traffic. Kind of important thing with all that stuff, I think that's great, is they got to really make sure that they take care of the infrastructure there. That's important because then, people can get into the city and get to the place they want to work where it's not a big difficulty and everything's tied up because you know how things can get on some of those highways.
Yeah, I do. And if you have to come across the I-75 and you get caught up in the 275-75 split and somebody screws up over there, it can tie you up for literally an hour or more. Now, the Atlanta Fed's gross domestic product has jumped, according to their numbers, to 10% for the first quarter. Now, I'm sitting here going, okay, but that doesn't count all of the job layoffs in the energy industry, does it?
You're talking about economic growth. Does it not necessarily considering jobs at this point in time? It's something might be a little bit different. You got to understand those numbers. It's not like we're back where we were before. It would be a percentage higher than where it is right now. We're not back to where we were, pre-pandemic, by any stretch of the imagination. We obviously knew that the economic growth was going to come back. It's just to what degree. There's a cost behind all of this as well. I mean, there's lots of things that you have to factor in with the overall economy, inflation, is one. I know that we've talked about this before. Everyone's saying that there's no inflation out there. We know that that's just not true.
No, there is.
You know, there's plenty of it that's out there. Again, the key is that we have to open up, get the people back to work, help out the businesses that have been shut down. There's a lot. I mean, I see it all the time where I am. The storefronts that are shut down everywhere. You know, what's going to happen to all of those jobs, all of those people? Not to mention the fact that, yes, you know, even diehard New Yorkers are starting to you know, people that are, you know, in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal starting to recognize that the city is not going to be what it once was. Businesses are going to change their footprint. They're going to allow people to work all over the country. It's going to change the dynamic of the country. And again, this is going to be an adjustment period.
Right. And Christine down in Sarasota is talking about the infrastructure in the roads. She said last Saturday it took her 3 hours to get to Orlando. No access, no construction, and heavy traffic. Well, it was CPAC going on in Orlando. They were everywhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, you know, that's the limited as well. It, you know, traffic is, again, that's an issue with all the great things that they've got going on down there in Florida. That's something they really have to deal with. I don't know, Sarasota Bradenton area, you know, they put in the interchanges and the construction's being done there, and they're doing it very quickly. They really are, considering. You do that in other areas of the country, it would take years and years and years.
Yeah.
But we all know, you know, one accident on I-4, man, that'll ruin everyone's day for, very difficult to
set up. Pinellas County, they're putting the overheads in. We got the Gandy overhead going across the Gandy Bridge, where you're going to be up on the overhead going right straight to the toll road to jump on down there, the Leroy Selman. So it's going to take a lot of people off the local road. There won't be anybody in the local road. They'll all be up above because they're all going to work in Tampa.
Again, I think that's, you know, you got to have that type of thinking, you know, to make your city easy to get around. In Tampa, you know, the airport was a big deal as far as infrastructure is concerned for Tampa. The expansion of the airport, the international flights that are coming in, that opens up more for more businesses, larger businesses to come to the area. And again, though, you also, the next focus, you know, in my opinion, for Florida is really going to have to make a major investment in schools. I think that would be very, very important because, again, that's a concern for a lot of parents is the quality of public schools. And there's some great ones in the state of Florida, but there's other ones as well that, quite frankly, are just underfunded. You know, when I was down there, I didn't like seeing, you know, double-wide trailers on, you know, school parking lots because they haven't built up the facilities where they can actually be going to class inside the school. That's the areas that they really need to work on.
Yeah, and finally, AOC is mad because she didn't get her $15 minimum wage, and she says, well, it should have been $24 an hour.
Yeah, why not 50? Why not 75? Why not 100? Hey, why not 1,000? You know, I've said this for a while. I know, you know, the people on the left, they don't believe in mathematics. But I tell you what, you can make it whatever number you want. You just show me your math. You show me how you came up with that number and how that's going to work. And you show me your work and I'll go along with it. I say that every single time they talk about the minimum wage. And I've yet to see any sort of mathematical formula or anything that makes any sense whatsoever showing me what the minimum wage should be.
Well, the Yankees are in town. You know, we're only around the corner here from Steinbrenner. So, come on down.
Yeah, I mean, they're having people with the games down there, too.
They are.
That's great.
They are. All right, I'll see you tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Don't forget, watchdogonwallstreet.com, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.